Onima koji ne vrše strogosti, koji nisu predani ili zaokupljeni predanim služenjem, ili onima koji im izavite. Smisao šla propada. Osobama koje nikada nisu vršile strogosti religioznih procesa, koje nikada nisu pokušale da predano služe u svjesnosti Krišne, koje nikada nisu služile čistog baktu, i posebno onima koji misle da je Krišna samo istorijska ličnost ili koji zavide Krišninoj veličini, ne bi trebalo objašnjavati ovaj najpovjerljiviji dio znanja. Međutim, ponekad vidimo da čak i demonske osobe koje zavide Krišni, obožavajući Krišnu na drugačiji način, objašnjavaju Bhagavad Gitu na drugačiji način da bi na tome zaradile. Ali svako ko zaista želi shvatiti Krišnu, mora izbjegavati takva tumačenja Bhagavad Gita. U stvari, smisao Bhagavad Gite ne mogu shvatiti senzualne osobe. Čak i ako neko nije senzualan, već strogo slijedi pravila propisana u vedskim spisima, ako nije bhakta, ne može shvatiti Krišnu. Čak i ako se predstavlja kao Krišnin bhakta, ali ne vrši aktivnosti svjesnosti Krišne, ne može shvatiti Krišnu. Ima mnogo osoba koje zavide Krišnu, jer je objasnio u Bhagavad Giti da je svevišnji i da ništa nije više od njega ili jednako njemu. Ima mnogo osoba koje zavide Krišnu. Takvim osobama ne trebamo govoriti o Bhagavad Giti jer ne mogu shvatiti. Osobe koje nemaju vjeru ne mogu shvatiti Bhagavad Gitu i Krišnu. Ako ne shvate Krišnu preko autoriteta čistog bhakte, ne bi trebalo pokušavati da tumače Bhagavad Gitu.
Idam te nadmatskaja, vataja, šedačina, sačaši šušove, vlačan,
ovo povjerljivo znanje nikada ne bi trebalo objašnjavati onima koji ne vrše strogosti, koji nisu predani ili zaokupljeni predanim služenjem, ili onima koji mi zavidimo.
Momo višnju graje, krišnju stavljeno, imate i baktira, da ćemo nam vre. Namaste, sarasate, ide, gorovane, prečane, So this verse is similar to another verse in the 7th chapter. Then we know which verse that is.
Ovaj stih je sličan jednom stihu u 7. poglavlju. Da li neko slučajno zna koji je to stih?
Bhagavad Gita scholars here.
Ima li ovdje učenjaka Bhagavad Gita?
Imam diskritino muda, kapajden te naradama, Maya Pritigana Asambam Ashika. So those who were miscreants.
Oni koji su nitkovi.
Those who were foolish.
Oni koji su budalski.
Those of mankind.
Koji su najniži od ljudske vrste.
So the seven.
15.
To
je stih 7, 15.
whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, partake of the atheist nature of demons, and that surrender to them.
Oni nevjerni likovi koji su vrlo badalasti, oni koji su najniži među ljudima, oni čije znanje ukrala iluzija, i oni koji su prihvatili ateističku prirodu demona, ne predaju se meni.
So idam te nadapaskaya. So who are the persons who are don't undergo austerities or sensuous?
Znači idam te nadapaskaya. Ko su te osobe koje nikada ne rade strogosti, koje se prepuštaju čumulima, koje su znači samo osobe na čumnom nivou?
We got four choices again. Even if you get it, you get 25%.
Imate četiri izbora, znači četiri odgovora možete birati čak i ako pogodite 25% šanse da ćete pogoditi.
So out of the four classes of diskretinas, who are they not pas?
Znači od četiri vrste duškretina, koji su ti koji su na pataska ja, oni koji ne vrše strogost?
Ko ne rade su rupe za napoštovanje.
Those who do not perform devotional services.
No, here it says.
Ne.
Idam te nadapaskaya. So those who are not austere. So out of the four miscreants who aren't austere.
Ne, ovdje kaže se idam te nadapaskaya. Znači oni koji ne rade strogosti. E sad, od ovih četiri vrste duškritina, koja vrsta duškritine ne vrši strogosti? Nego su samo rade na čumom.
So, the fourth ones, I guess, those who accept the atheistic nature of demons.
Znači nisu ovi
što... Those are the... Well, we have four people here mentioned. Those who are not austere, those who are not devoted, those who are not engaged in devotional service, and those who are envious of it. So who are the people who are envious of Krishna?
Oni koji su zavidni.
What's that?
Koji su ljudi koji su zavidni na Krishna?
Those who think that they are Krishna.
Those who try to enjoy. Those the lowest among men.
We have four. Those who are not austere, not devoted, not engaged in devotional service, and those who are iron envious. Amongst the miscreants, those who are grossly foolish, those who are lowest among mankind, those whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who take the atheist nature of demons. So who are those who are not austere?
Znači koji su oni koji ne vrše strogosti, to su opisani u ovom sedmom poglavlju. Stih 15, oni koji su vrlo budalasti, koji su najniži među ljudima, oni će znanje ukrala iluzija i oni koji su prihvatili ateističku prirodu demona.
Čije je znanje ukrala iluzija?
The answer is those whose knowledge was stolen by illusion.
So yeah, no,
first or second.
Lost among men.
The mudras.
First ones.
Yeah, if you look at the purport, it probably says that they're simply satisfied by eating some, like an ass. They're satisfied by eating some grass, having sex.
Ne, ako pogledamo komentar Šlopropada, on kaže da to su ovi koji su budalasti, jer oni su kao magarci zadovoljni da samo malo jedu trave, da imaju seksualni život.
So they're grossly foolish, the mudhas.
Znači, oni su veoma budalasti.
So they're not austere.
To su te mudhe i oni nisu strogi, odnosno ne rade strogosti u svom životu.
Or devoted, who are those who are not devoted?
I koji su sada od ovih preostalih, koji su oni koji ne rade predano služenju?
Those who knowledge is taken by illusion.
No.
Cold joker.
Well, look at the last one. The last one is envious. Who are the people who are envious?
Yes,
Sura Balamakshika. Those who are atheistic, they're envious. So now we have the middle two. So, in Prabhupada's purport, he says, even if one is not sensuous, but strictly following the disciplines enjoined in the Vedic scriptures, if he is not a devotee, he cannot understand Krishna.
I Šila Prabhupad kaže da osoba čak da ne može Bhagavad Gita prihvatiti senzualne osobe, čak i ako neko nije senzualan, da strogo slijedi pravilom prakso u vedskim sistemama, ali nije bhakta, ne može shvatiti Krišu.
So now we have the Naradamas.
Sad imamo Naradame.
The second class of miscreants.
To je druga vrsta nitkova.
who follow certain principles, social principles.
Hvala danas su ljudi koji slijede određene društvene principe.
They follow even religious principles, but they won't surrender to Krishna.
Oni slijede čak i religiozne principe, ali neće opet da se predaju Krishna.
So those who are the Nabhakta, who are not devoted to Krishna.
To su ovi koji se nazivaju Nabhaktaja, odnosno oni koji ne žele postati Krishna Bhakta.
And then we have the Maya Priti Gyanas.
I onda imamo te koji su Maya Paharca Gyana.
So here we have the word, they listen, they have knowledge.
I ovdje imamo riječ da oni slušaju, oni imaju
znanje.
They're
philosophers.
To su filozofi.
But not Chashu Shushave Vacha. They won't perform devotional service to Krishna.
Za njih se kaže na Chashu Shushave Vacha, što znači oni neće da rade, da pruže Krišni službu, nešto rade predano služenje.
They, some of them memorize the entire Bhagavad Gita.
Neki od njih zapamte na pamet čitav Bhagavad Gita.
But still they won't do any service.
Ali dalje neće nikakvu službu da urade za Krišnu.
So, Santa Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says one thing at the beginning and says something else at the end.
Stoga, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna kaže jednu stvar na početku, a sad se nešto drugo na kraju.
There is a consistency in the philosophy.
Tu postoji dosljednost u filozofiji.
But these, as Krishna says at the beginning, well, at least in the seventh chapter, that these people never take to Krishna.
Ali kao što Krishna kaže na početku, barem u sedmom poglavlju, ti ljudi, oni nikada se ne predaju Krishna.
Therefore, well, again he says, yesham antigatam papam janam punyakaramanam te dvanva mama nirmukva bhajante mam jada vrataha. That those who practice the regular principles of religion in previous lives.
So God kaže, oni koji su prakticirali redovne principe religije u prethodnim životima,
become free from sinful reactions.
Postaju oslobođeni od grešnih posljedica.
Can accept devotional service.
Takvi ljudi mogu da prihvate predano služenje.
And engage in devotional service with determination.
I mogu da se uključe, da se prihvate predano služenje sa odlučnošću.
Some prophets purport, he says that those who are foolish,
ali u komentaru što propad kaže oni koji su budalasti,
those who are atheistic,
oni su ateisti,
those who are sinful,
oni koji su grešni,
and deceitful,
i oni koji su skloni u prevari.
For them it's very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate.
Za njih je veoma teško da transcendiraju dvostranosti želje i mržnje.
So the, who are those who are foolish?
So koji su ti koji su budalosti?
Yes. No, out of the four classes of duskritinas who are foolish.
Ne, od četiri vrste duskritina, koji su ti koji su budalosti?
The mudhe. And who are sinful?
A koji su grešnici?
No.
The Naradamas are sinful. And who are deceitful?
Third category.
Yes, the Maya Pridhyanas. And who are atheistic? The eyes Asura and Balamashi. So, here the same thing is repeated again. So, because they're atheistic and deceitful, etc. Therefore, they don't practice religion.
Zbog toga što su ateisti i tako dalje, oni ne prihvataju religiju.
Like the mudhas will never practice religion.
Kao što mudhe, oni nikada neće prakticirati religiju.
For them, eating and sleeping is that's all they're interested in.
Za njih jedenje i spavanje je sve za što se oni interesiraju.
And for the sinful, they don't act piously.
A za grešnike, oni naravno ne djeluju, ne ponašaju se pobožno.
And for those who are atheistic or deceitful, it's very hard for them to actually conquer sinful reactions.
A za ove ateiste ili ljude koji su skloni prevari, za njih je veoma teško.
Those who are deceitful.
Znači oni koji su skloni prevari, za njih je veoma jako prevazići te grešne aktivnosti.
And therefore they never accept devotional service, especially the atheist.
Nikada ne prihvataju predano služenje, posebno ateisti.
And therefore it's a waste of time telling them about Krishna.
I zbog toga je gubljenje vremena pričati im o Krishni.
Because they have a completely different interest.
Zato njih nešto sasvim drugo interesira.
One of the 10 offenses is preaching to the unfaithful.
Jedna od 10 uvreda svetom imenu jeste propovjedanje nevjernicima.
If you tell the mudhas they're not their body, they'll think you're crazy.
Ako mudhama kažete da nisu to tijelo, on će misliti da ste ludi.
So, they're completely in the materialistic concept of life.
Stoga oni potpuno imaju materialistički koncept života.
They can't see anything beyond the gross material energy.
Oni ne mogu da vide ništa iznad da postoji mimo grube materijalne energije.
And therefore they fit into the category of complete materialists.
I oni zbog toga spadaju u kategoriju potpunih materialista.
Being primarily motivated by lust.
Njih prvenstveno motivira požda.
They think that the material energy is everything.
Oni smatraju da je materijalna energija sve i sva.
But sometimes the mudhas, by good association, they practice some religious principles.
Ali ponekada neki mudhe zbog dobrog društva uče im su, onda uspijevaju prakticirati neke religiozne aktivnosti, vjerske aktivnosti.
And therefore, because they are in distress.
I zbog toga što su nesrećeni, na koji su nesreći.
Not easy being mudha.
Nije lako biti mudha.
Because you get kicked all the time.
Zato što stalno šutaju.
Prabhupada says that it's like the ass, he goes for sex and then he gets kicked in the face.
Prabhupada je rekao da su mudhe poput magaraca, on priđe magarci za seks i ona ga ritne kopitam.
And therefore he feels distress.
I zbog toga on uznemiren.
So sometimes he approaches some religious person and asks, how can I end my distress?
I iz tog razloga takva osoba priđe nekom vjerskom čovjeku i kaže kako ja mogu da okončam, da stanem u kraj svojim uznemirenjima.
And therefore they regulate their lives a little bit. They follow the three regular principles.
I zbog toga oni malo urede svoj život, regulšu malo svoj život, slijede tri principa.
No meat.
Ne jedu meso.
No fish.
Ribu.
And no egg.
I jaj.
And they feel a little relief from their distress.
I onda osjećaju malo olakšanje od uznemirenja.
But then after feeling some relief, then they remain vegetarian and they just go and do whatever they were doing before.
Ali nakon što su malo probali i iskusili olakšanje, onda ostanu vegetarijanci i opet nastave sa istim starim načinom života.
They appear a little civilized.
Čine se kao da su malo civilizirani.
They're not like the rakshasas.
Nisu baš kao rakshase.
They don't eat people publicly.
Neće baš ljude jesti u javnosti.
So they're called Naradhamas.
Zato njih se na sanskritu naziva Naradhame.
They, when they eat their dead animal, they do it with a fork and a knife.
Kada jedu svoje mrtve životinje, onda oni rade sa viljuškom i nožem.
And they have a nice napkin to wipe off the blood.
I imaju jako lijepu maramicu, ubrus s kojim će da obrišu krv sa usta.
Therefore they're considered to be civilized.
I zbog toga smatra ih se da su civilizirani.
But they don't really take worship of Krishna very seriously.
Ali zaista oni ne smatraju, baš ne prihvataju obožavanje Krišne vrlo ozbiljno.
Therefore, they can understand that they're not their body.
I zbog toga oni ne mogu shvatiti da nisu ovo tijelo.
To a certain extent.
Oni u stvari mogu to shvatiti da
nisu ovo tijelo. But they're not very much interested in their spiritual identity.
Ali nisu jako zainteresirani za svoj duhovni identitet.
They've taken devotional service as some kind of pious activity.
Oni su prihvatili i shvatili predano služenje kao da je to neka vrsta pobožne aktivnosti.
To help them enjoy the material world a little bit better.
I shvataju da je to nešto što im pomaže, da oni malo bolje uživaju u materijalnom svijetu.
So generally they wind up in the second class if they're performing devotional service. Generally they're looking for material comfort by performing devotional service.
I oni obično završe kao drugorazredne osobe ako i rade predano služenje, općenito njih najviše interesira da oni dobiju neku materijalnu korist.
But they're generally just like the mudhas and the naradamas or those who are seeking material comfort from avoiding distress, that they're in the material concept of life, the gross material concept.
Ali oni su isto kao i mudri i narad vame, odnosno njih interesira da pronađu samo utočište u olakšanje od iznemirenja ili traže samo materijalno uživanje i to ono grubo.
Then, if one elevates himself by performing the devotional service to a higher level of jnana yoga, then he can understand that we're not the body.
A onda ako se osoba uzdigne na viši nivo jnana yoga, onda može da shvati da nismo ovo tijelo.
At least they have theoretical knowledge of that.
Barem imaju teoretsko znanje o tome.
They're called jignasa.
I takvi ljudi se nazivaju jignasa.
They're interested in some knowledge.
Njih interesira neko znanje.
So, those who are pious, or those who are actually devotees, they become interested in, they turn to Krishna for their knowledge.
I oni koji su pobožni, oni koji su bhakte, oni se okrenu Krishni kada traže znanje.
But the Maya Pritigyanas, they turn to some kind of non-devotional, well, even the Vedic scriptures, but they don't turn to Krishna for their knowledge.
Ali Maya Pritigyani, oni ako traže znanje, okreću se čak možda i Vedama, ali ne okreću se Krishni kada tražu znanje.
Just like Ravana was a great scholar.
Isto kao što je Ravana bio veliki učenjak.
He knew everything about the Vedic culture, practically speaking.
Praktično govoreći, on znao sve o vedskoj kulturi.
So when Ravana was dying, Lord Ramachandra sent Vibhishan to learn from Ravana how to run the kingdom.
Stoga dok je Ravana umirao, gospodin Ramachandra je poslao njegovog brata Vibhishana da nauči od Ravana kako se vodi kraljevstvo.
The only problem with Ravana is that he was a demon.
Ali jedini problem u vezi Ravana je bio taj što je on bio demon.
Similarly, Duryodhana, he ran the kingdom very nicely also.
Slično, Duryodhana je isto jako lijepo upravljao kraljevstvom.
His only problem was that he was also a demon.
Ali njegov jedini problem je bio taj što je također bio demon.
So, as soon as we may be qualified in so many ways, but when we take Krishna away from the equation, then we become a demon.
I na sličan način, i mi možemo biti kvalificirani na puno načina, ali ako izbacimo Krishnu iz jednačine, onda naravno se propada.
Therefore, there's a fine line between a mudha and a arati.
Stoga postoji jedna tanka linija između naradhame i artija.
Or an arta arti and a naradama.
Ili naradhame ili arta artija.
And a maya pritigyana and a jignasu.
I tanka linija između maya pahita gyanya i jignasa.
And a gyani and a Asurambhava Ashrita.
I gyanija je tanka linija između gyanija i Asurambhava Ashrita.
You just take Krishna away and you become a demon.
Ako uklonite Krishnu, onda postanete demon.
And you add Krishna and you become one of those four categories.
Ako uklonite Krishnu, onda postanete, spadate u jednu od tih četiri kategorija.
In any case, it's useless to preach to the demons.
U svakom slučaju, u beskorisno je propovijedati demonima.
And as soon as the neophyte devotee ceases to hear about Krishna,
i čim novi tek preobraćeni bhakta čuje o Krishni,
generally he winds back into the classification of a demon.
Općenito ponovo se vraća u tu klasifikaciju demona.
By bad association, when he can very easily become take up demoniac qualities.
Zbog lošeg društva, mladi tek postali bhakta može vrlo lako preuzeti na sebe demonske osobine.
Therefore, Krishna really wanted the devotees to hear this knowledge constantly.
I zbog toga je Krishna želio da bhakte slušaju ovo znanje stalno.
Otherwise, they get into trouble.
A ako se to ne radi, onda se upadne u problem.
And, well, as Krishna says, as soon as we stop understanding the philosophy of Krishna consciousness,
kao što Krishna kaže, čim prestanemo razumijevati, shvaćati filozofiju svjesnosti Krishne,
then we start coming back to our gross material concept of life.
Onda se počnemo vraćati svom starom konceptu grubog materijalnog života.
Or we believe in the soul, but we think the soul is something impersonal.
Ili vjerujemo u dušu, ali smatramo da je duša nešto bezlično.
Or without understanding what actually spiritual life is like, we become afraid of becoming a person. spiritual person.
Ili bez pravog razumijevanja šta je zaista duhovni život, onda postanemo uplašeni, bojimo se da postanemo istinski duhovna osoba.
We think my worst enemy will go back to the spiritual world.
Mi mislimo, moj najgori neprijatelj će se vratiti u duhovni svijet.
And I'll go back also.
I ja ću se isto vratiti.
We alternately fight with each other.
I onda ćemo se vječno boriti međusobno.
So we become afraid that if I'm a person, there's so many problems being a person here.
I onda se počnemo plašiti ako sam osoba, onda ovdje toliko mnogo problema zbog tih osobnosti.
Maybe I'll go back there and I'll see how great Krishna is.
Možda ću se vratiti i vidjeti koliko je veliki Krishna.
And I'll see how insignificant I am.
I onda ću uvidjeti koliko sam ja beznačajan.
And I'll become completely frustrated.
I postat ću potpuno frustriran.
They'll have me in the transcendental kitchen washing pots eternally. They'll have me in the transcendental kitchen.
Washing pots eternally. Onda će me oni staviti u transcendentalnu kuhinju i tamo ću vječno prati suđe.
And I never liked washing pots.
A nikad mi se nije sviđalo da perem suđe.
And I find out that's my rasa.
A onda otkrijem da je to moja rasa.
So we are afraid of becoming like a person eternally.
Zbog toga bojimo se da postanemo vječno osoba.
You think, well, maybe I'll wind up to be a cowherd girl.
Mi razmišljamo, a možda ću završiti tako da ću biti pastirica.
I really want to be a cowherd boy.
Ali želim više da budem pastir, dječak pastir.
Or I'll wind up, I'm a blade of grass.
Ili ću završiti kao blad trave.
And eternally people are just stepping on
me. I ljudi će me vječno samo gaziti.
So we're afraid of becoming a spiritual person.
I tako se bojimo da postanemo duhovna osoba.
So there's little knowledge, but it's incomplete.
I to je malo znanja, ali ono je nepotpuno.
And then the last class of people, the Ashram Bhavamashrityas, they have a completely distorted, or the Maya Priti Gyanis. They have a complete, well, especially the Ashram Bhavamashrityas, they have a completely distorted conception of existence.
I onda zadnja vrsta ljudi, Ashram Bhavamashrityam ili Maya Priti Gyanis, oni imaju potpuno iskrivljenu koncepciju ili shvaćanje realnosti.
Their conception is that every, well, that may not fit exactly. In any case, Krishna says that there's another class of people who believe everything is ultimately void.
I Krishna kaže da postoji još jedna klasa ljudi i ta klasa ljudi vjeruje da na posljedku sve ništavilo.
They're completely frustrated.
Takvi ljudi su potpuno isfrustrirani.
They think there's material life is useless.
Oni smatruju da materijalni svijet je beskoristan i da ne postoji duhovni život.
Ultimately everything is useless.
I da je na posljedku, na kraju krajeva sve beskoristan.
Therefore, since they're always frustrated, they take different types of intoxication.
I zbog toga, zato što su oni uvijek frustrirani, uzimaju različite vrste opojnih sredstava.
And they declare that their hallucinations are the absolute reality.
I onda objavljuju da su njihove halucinacije koje doživljavaju zbog tih opojnih sredstava zapravo stvarnost.
So these people, you can't, unless they're willing to listen, it's useless to preach to them.
Tako da tim ljudima, osim ako oni zaista nisu raspoloženi da slušaju, beskorisno je njima propovijedati.
So our problem is that we're trying to become devotees.
Naš problem je taj da mi pokušamo postati baške.
But due to our previous bad association, we have some of these tendencies.
Ali zbog našeg prethodnog lošeg druženja imamo neke od tih pogrešnih tendencija.
We don't always so strictly follow the austerities necessary.
Ne slijedimo uvijek strogo te strogosti koje su potrebne.
Our mood is not always devotional.
Naše raspoloženje nije uvijek devocijsko.
And even if we follow the austerity sometimes and we somehow or another try and be devotees.
I čak ako nekada slijedimo strogosti i na ovaj ili na neki drugi način pokušavamo da postanemo bhakte,
we don't always hear so attentively.
Ne slušamo uvijek tako pažljivo.
And therefore we're not always so inclined to even properly perform devotional service.
I zbog toga nismo uvijek čak ni skloni ni naklonjeni tome da pravilno radimo predano služenje.
But in any case, by therefore we have sadhana bhakti.
Zbog toga imamo sadhana bhakti.
Because by sadhana bhakti we just try to follow our vows.
Jer uz sadhana bhakti mi pokušavamo da slijedimo ono što su naše
And that way, even if we don't do it so perfectly, we just try to improve.
I na taj način, čak i ako nismo savršeni, mi pokušavamo, trudimo se da se poboljšamo.
So that's the difference between the demons and the devotees.
I to je razlika između demona i bhakta.
As Krishna says also in the fifth chapter.
Isto kao što Krishna kaže u petom poglavlju.
Nityam anutishni manava sharab antavna siyanto mujante kepi karmavi. Those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions, follow this teaching faithfully without envy, become free from the bondage of fruitive actions.
Oni koji izvršavaju svoje dužnosti u skladu sa mojim naredbama i vjerno slijede ovo učenje bez zavisti, oslobađuju se ropstva uzrokovanog plodonosnim aktivnostima.
So notice this is very similar. Without envy, who is envious? The
Asuram Bhava Ashritas.
Execute their duties. Who doesn't execute their duties?
Vršenje dužnosti. A sad ko ne vrši svoje dužnosti?
The Mudhas.
Mudhe.
And who doesn't follow Krishna's all his injunctions?
I ko ne slijedi sva uputstva koja Krishna daje?
The Naradas. And who doesn't follow the teaching faithfully? The Maya Pridyanas. So again, but if we just try to be, according to our position, we just try to do it faithfully, then gradually we become free from simple actions.
Ali ako mi u skladu sa svojim položajem pokušamo to da vjerno slijedimo, onda ćemo se postepeno
osloboditi svojih grešnih aktivnosti. On the other hand, Krishna says, Ye tve tar sarva gyana vimudam stan vidi nashtana cheta saha. For those who have envy disregard these teachings and do not follow them as we considered bereft of all knowledge, befooled and ruined in their endeavors for perfection.
Ali Krishna kaže u sljedećem stihu, ali oni koji zavisti zanemaruju i ne slijedi ova učenja, bio je lišeni sveg znanja, prevareni i osujećeni u svom nastojanju da dostignu savršenstvo.
So those are the four classes of people. The Naradamas, the Asrambhava, Mahashityas, the Mudhas, and the Maya Pritigyanas.
To su te četiri klase ljudi, Naradvame, Mude, Asrambhava i Maya Pritigyanas.
In other words, we need preachers.
Drugim riječima, nama su potrebni propovjednici.
Who can discriminate between these different kinds of people and give them the right knowledge.
Potrebni su nam propovjednici koji mogu razlikovati te četiri vrste ljudi i dati njima pravo znanje.
Just like the mudhas, it's hard to preach to the mudhas.
Isto kao što je slučaj sa mudhama je jako teško propovjediti.
You have to give them a lot of prasada.
Morate im dati dosta prasada.
Nice deity worship, kirtan. Then they may give up their sinful activities.
Gradually.
And when they do that, they can find out something about the difference between matter and spirit.
Neku razliku između materije i duha.
you can introduce something of knowledge to them. And then gradually they can introduce something about
Krishna.
Because in generally people are very envious of Krishna. And if you tell them too much about Krishna, they become even more envious. So some prasadam and some little philosophy.
Tako za takve ljude je potrebno dati dosta prasadama i malo filozofije.
Then gradually they can understand that why they're suffering and how to free themselves by regulation.
I onda postepeno takvi ljudi mogu da shvate zašto griješe i zašto pate i kako se mogu upravo osloboditi te patnje.
And then they're a little bit more advanced and they can learn to tolerate their material desires and become a little bit more renounced and austere.
I onda kako napreduju, onda mogu postati ipak malo tolerantniji, da malo toleriraju svoje želje i postanu malo stroži.
And then, just like Prabhupada, he wants the book distributors to go out. Because Prabhupada is very powerful, therefore he can encourage. He encouraged so many devotees to preach.
Šla Prabhupad je želio upravo da bhakte izlaze van i da dijele njegove knjige, zato što je Šla Prabhupad jako moćan i on može da ljude ubijedi kroz svoje knjige i zbog toga je želio da se dijele njegove knjige kojima će on propovijediti.
And when you're preaching, you have to tolerate so many different adversities.
A kada propovijedate, onda morate tolerirati, morate podnositi toliko mnogo suprotnosti, odnosno prepreka.
You go to prison, and you tell everyone you have to give up your criminal activities.
I recite kad odete u zatvor svim zatvorenicima, morate sad svi da odustanete, da odbacite svoje kriminalne aktivnosti.
You probably won't be very popular in a prison at first.
Ako to kažete, vjerovatno nećete biti jako popularni isprva u zatvoru.
If you go to the prison and say, "Oh, my dear prisoners, you're all beautiful people."
Ali ako odete u zatvor i kažete, moji dragi zatvorenici, svi ste prelijepi ljudi.
I have the association of such nice people in this prison.
Baš se družim sa tako lijepim ljudima u ovom zatvoru.
Everyone will love you, but they won't learn anything.
Svi će vas voljeti, ali neće ništa naučiti.
Similarly, preachers, if they tell the truth, people will throw stones at them.
Slično, a ako propovjednici budu govorili istini, ljudi će ih kamati.
And if you tell them lies and flatter them, they'll all love you.
A ako im pričate laže i laskate im, onda će vas svi voljeti.
But they'll go to hell.
Ali oni će završiti
pakt. And you'll go to hell with them.
A vi ćete zajedno s njima završiti pakt.
So that won't be very suspicious.
Tako da ni to nije veoma povoljno.
So how to preach is quite important.
So
Krishna is giving us some different divisions of personalities and what to expect from them.
Krishna ovdje upravo predstavlja različite podjele ličnosti i šta da od tih ličnosti očekujemo.
So we can avoid the atheists.
Da bismo mogli izbjegavati ateiste.
And if we're armed with enough philosophy, we might be able to defeat the Mayaprita Jnana.
I ako smo naoružani sa dovoljno filozofije, možda ćemo biti u stanju da porazimo Mayaprita Jnanije.
Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to defeat Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and turn him into a devotee.
Isto kao što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bio u stanju, mogao je da porazi Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya i da ga preobrazi u bhaktu.
Or Prakashananda Saraswati.
Ili Prakashananda Saraswati.
But to the general mass of people, he just gave kirtan and prasada.
Ali za jednu općenitu masu ljudi, on je samo dao kirtan i mahaprasada.
And for the asura bhava mashrityas, he generally avoided them.
A što se tiče asura bhava ashrita, njih je izbjegavao.
Therefore, when he first went to Varanasi, he just left because he found that he saw first time that he weren't listening to him.
I kada je prvi put otišao u Varanasi, odmah se vratio zato što je vidio da ga uopšte nisu slušali.
He went to some place where the preaching was better.
Otišao na neko mjesto gdje, na drugo mjesto gdje se propovijedalo bolje.
Because he's God, so he came back and he eventually converted all the Mayavadis into devotees.
Naravno, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je Bog i on se kasnije vrati
vratio i na posljedku sve Mayavadije je pretvorio u bhakte.
But then again, he was able to get the animals in the forest to dance and chant also.
Ali opet s druge strane, to je Bog koji je uspio da divlje zvijeri u džungli učini da pjevaju sveto ime i plešu zajedno s njim.
Something most of us will not be able to accomplish in this life.
To je nešto što većina nas neće biti u stanju da ostvari u ovom životu.
We leave that to the Mahabharata to do that.
To prepuštamo Mahabhagavatama, osoba koje se zovu Mahabhagavate, da one to urade.
And he's Abhimanyu Thakura. He was the one who the super soul kept on telling him to make a devotee.
Bila je osoba koja se zvala Abhimanyu Thakur i njemu je nadduša govorila da pravi ljude bhaktama.
So he decided, all right, I'll make some of it, my disciple.
I onda on odlučio i rekao u redu, napravit ću sad neke svojim učenicima.
First person I see, I'll make him my disciple.
Prva osoba koju ja vidim, prihvatit ću je za učenika.
So he was in the Ganges and the dead body floated by.
I on je bio u rijeci Gangi i tu je doplukalo do njega mrtvo tijelo.
So he touched the dead body and he came alive.
I on je dotaknuo mrtvo tijelo i to tijelo je oživjelo.
And he made the dead body his disciple.
I on je prihvatio mrtvo tijelo kao svog učenika.
Murari Chaitanya.
To je bio Murari Chaitanya.
Who became such a great devotee.
Koji je postao tako veliki bhakta.
That he was able to go into the forest and slap tigers across their face.
Je mogao da ode u džunglu i šamara tigrove po čeljustima.
To play with poisonous snakes on his lap.
I da se u krilu igra sa zmijama otrovnicama.
Sometimes he'd spend 3 days under the water chanting his rounds.
Onekad bi proveo po 3 dana ispod površine vode i u vodi dole mantrao svoje krugove.
But obviously we can't do that.
Ali očigledno da mi to ne možemo uraditi.
We should try to find someone a little bit easier to convert into the book.
A mi bi trebalo da pokušamo da pronađemo neke ljude koje je malo lakše okrenuti preobraziti u bhakti.
Or either by giving them some prasadam.
Ili da im damo nešto prasadama.
And some kirtan.
Mi da im damo malo kirtana.
Some nice words.
Neke fine riječi da im uputimo.
And others we can tell whether they're not their body.
A drugima onda možemo reći da nisu to tijelo.
And for those who are more advanced, we can explain more about Krishna to them.
A za one koji su napredniji, još više njima možemo malo više objasniti.
And convince them to engage in Krishna's service.
I da ih uključimo, da ih ubijedimo, da se uključe u predano služenje Krishna.
That way gradually this tendency to be against Krishna and absorb the material energy will gradually diminish.
I tako ta tendencija da budemo protiv Krishne i da se takmičimo s njim i da zadovoljavamo svoja čula će se postepeno smanjiti i nestati.
So, Stata, any questions?
Da li ima nekih pitanja?
Yes. Zamolim te prenat. Zahvaljujem se, Maharaj, jako. Koja je to osobnost ljudi koje Šila Prabhupada spominje u tekstu, koji je to priroda ljudi koja naziva senzualni?
Mm-hmm. Maharaj, thank you very much for the class. Can you please just explain what is the quality of the persons that Srila Prabhupada is referring to when he calls them sensualists, sensual persons in the third world?
Well, it's the same thing as it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
To je ista stvar koja se pominje u Chaitanya Charitamriti.
Or in Spanish they say, briga llena, corazón contento.
Isto ima jedna izreka na španskom.
When the stomach's full, the heart is satisfied.
Kad je želudac pun, srce je zadovoljno.
So those who think that somehow or another, by God's grace or otherwise,
to su ljudi koji misle na ovaj ili onaj način nekako Božijom milošću ili nekako drugo.
If I can arrange my life so I can eat and sleep and mate and defend myself nicely, my life is perfect.
Ako mogu urediti svoj život da mogu da jedem, spavam, razmnožavam se i branim se, onda mi je život savršen.
So those who are complete demons, they rely on their own power to just eat and sleep and make defense.
Oni koji su potpuni demoni, oni se samo oslanjaju na svoje vlastite moći da jedu, spavaju, razmnožavaju se i brane.
And the neophyte devotee, he depends upon Krishna to help him eat. it's sleeping. But then,
dok novi bhakta, taj preobraćeni bhakta, on ovisi o Krišni, da mu Krišna pomogne, da jede, spava, razmnožava se i hrani. Ima li još nekih pitanja?
Okay.